Yes, oratory started off in the ancient world at an early period. People were naturally making speeches from an early period. Rhetoric is the rules of making speeches. It's the theory behind it, and people would study rhetoric in order to be able to make more effective speeches. And so rhetoric is something which came about at a later stage than oratory. Oratory was going along quite happily for hundreds of years before rhetoric appeared. And rhetoric started in Greece with Aristotle in the 4th century BC. Rhetoric only came to Rome in about the end of the 2nd century BC. Oratory, I think, became more competitive. It became more important to speakers to be able to win people over. The rewards of oratory became greater. And as that happened, rhetoric became more important in that one could become a better speaker the more one studied. And if one studied under really gifted, talented practitioners of oratory and rhetoric, then one could become a better speaker oneself. So speakers like Cicero are not only interested in speaking effectively, they're also very interested in the theoretical basis of the art that they practiced. And Cicero himself wrote a number of rhetorical works, which initially were rhetorical works outlining how to do a good speech according to the rules. But as he became more established as an orator, he began to write rhetorical works which are more concerned with the philosophical side of oratory. Should an orator always be a good man? Should rhetoric be used for good ends or bad ends? And what are the implications of the use of rhetoric by unscrupulous speakers?